This is Shelby Pierce.
And Ike Rayford.
And we are not a monolith. So We Are Not a Monolith is a show for and about African Americans in the Siouxland community. And Ike and I are here to talk about what's going on.
That's right. What's going on in the community? And before we get started, we definitely want to give just some thoughts out to Rudy Rickley, but he passed away. He was the first African-American firefighter in the Sioux City. And so that was a sad moment for the African-American community as well as the Siouxland community.
Yeah, Rudy was a fantastic athlete. I learned so much more about Rudy this week. He's always been such a strong, in my experience, quiet person.
Right.
But he really had amazing firsts, being the first African-American firefighter. He did track, he did football, he did baseball.
Right.
1990, they won the fast-pitch softball national championship.
At his prayer service, they had the big trophy there, and I believe quite a few people were very proud of that feat. The other thing with that, you know, we have talked with Bits and Mr. Boykin from the Sanford Center, and he worked over at the Sanford Center, volunteered some time, and so a lot of people are truly going to miss Rick. Our thoughts and prayers definitely go out to the family, and we just want to, you know, let Rick know that we definitely were thinking about him and the family. They're in our prayers. Shelby, I was reading this article, and it was in Salon, and it was talking about tipping. And it caught my interest because it was saying that if you're black, you've got a tip no matter what. So if you get bad service or whatever.
Oh, so like when you're at a restaurant? Yeah,
absolutely. And I tell you what, it was so true because there is double standards in so many situations. Mm-hmm. If we don't tip, they don't say that that person didn't tip.
Yeah.
But now it's
it's attributed to our entire race.
To our race. Exactly.
Yeah.
We're like, hey, I tip well. And in this particular story, this guy, like, he was really battling because the service was so bad and the restaurant was empty. And so all of a sudden he says to the waiter, hey, come sit down and let's talk for a few minutes. What do you think about that?
So I read the same article and loved how he actually sat down and had a personal conversation with the server and said, look, service was like the worst that I've ever had for these reasons. But I'm in this situation where I feel like I've got to give you money no matter what because you're going to perceive that it's because I'm black that I'm not tipping you. But I need you to know that I'm not going to tip you because the service was terrible. And one, I respect him for having that courageous conversation.
Exactly.
And secondly, the interesting thing that happens with stereotypes is that those that they could be put onto become aware of them, right? And change their behavior. So the story was just a fantastic example of it. I mean, I try to tip no matter what. I've worked in the service industry and it's important, but I have that fear too that if I don't get good service, what does it say? What does it say if I don't tip?
Absolutely. And that's what I loved about the fact that, again, it speaks to our whole community, because if you don't, then the next black person that goes in or, you know, whatever, what are they going to say? And it's not just a person.
This could be bad for black people.
Right.
Standing in my truth to say, you're not a representative. We are not a monolith.
We're not a monolith.
And this is not representative of everybody. So you need to stand in your truth and go with that. Last thing that I want to bring up is a little piece of good news. Makes you feel good.
Okay.
Look how far
some
we've come.
Feel good news. That's we're in our feel good section.
Look how far we've come.
Exactly.
The title of the article is "White Girl, Black Doll: 2-year-old shuts down cashier who questioned her choice."
Oh.
Little girl in South Carolina, her mom told her she could pick out a doll as a reward. Okay. She picked out a doll and took it through the cashier at Target, and the cashier said, "Don't you think that she'd want someone that looks like her?" Because the doll happened to be a female African-American doctor.
Okay.
And the little girl responded, "She does look like me. She's a doctor. I'm a doctor. She's a pretty girl. I'm a pretty girl. See her pretty hair? See her stethoscope?" Man,
stuff we can learn from the children.
I'm really grateful for the times that we live in, because I know for me, being mixed race, I didn't see people that looks like me on TV.
Absolutely.
And that really made an impact.
Right.
And I just love that when we get to the level of we're just people, we're
just
all
people.
Absolutely. You know, she's a doctor, I'm a doctor.
That's right.
I'm Shelby Pierce.
I'm Ike Rayford.
And we are not a monolith.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war, and poverty. Wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. But just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now. Just you and me.